Broadcasting from a tiny studio located somewhere in North America to the world. Waging war on the matrix of confusion.
Stars and light and fire.
One of them has a very large weapon.
I am really deeply worried. We have two grandchildren who are 6 and 8, and I believe they are in greater danger of dying from enemy activities than we were.
There is no reason, Bob, that young American soldiers need to be going into the homes of Iraqis in the dead of night.
The United States must secure its borders. This is a basic responsibility.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The hard part about playing a chicken is knowing when to flinch.
And now, Dark Matters. Here's Don Ecker.
Welcome back to another edition of Dark Matters Radio. I am your host. My name is Don Ecker. Well, tonight we're going to take an excursion into what I consider to be true radio excellence. My show on the evening of March the 11th, 1995 was, in my opinion, a genuine Grand Slam home run. My guest was journalist Chuck DeCaro. Recognize the name? Well, let me give you a little background. From about 1973, after the Pascagoula, Mississippi UFO encounter, through Steven Spielberg's Close Encounters of the Third Kind in the late 70s, there was practically zero UFO coverage, especially in major media. And most of the 80s was in fact barren until 1985. CNN, the cable news network, aired a four-part series on what was to become a very famous UFO case, the Bentwaters incursion. Christmas 1980, over an American Air Force base in the United Kingdom, over several days, reportedly UFOs overflew this base that housed nuclear weapons, and even reportedly landed just outside the base. There's a tremendous amount of information about that today on the web. However, it was Chuck DeCaro that broke that story. Now, let me tell you a little bit about DeCaro. He has a very strong background, especially in journalism concerning national defense issues. He was the special assignment correspondent for CNN. He served in the 20th Special Forces Group. He's done tremendous amounts of media, not the least of which he was a technical advisor and on-air consultant for the television programs Hard Copy, Sightings, Encounters, as well as two Belisarius productions with television drama, Quantum Leap and JAG. He later did uncredited technical advising on NCIS, a program that's still on the air today. There's a lot of information about Chuck DeCaro up on the web, and I'll give you one place to start if you're interested in looking it up. But one other thing happened of note that I want to mention during this program. The second hour of this show, are approximately, roughly 22 minutes into the second hour, I was in the process of taking telephone calls. One of my callers was somebody that I always enjoyed hearing from when he called in, from Houston, Texas, Chuck Schrammick. Is that name familiar? Well, Chuck was in radio down in Texas, but he's known for something much more than that these days. To remember back in the mid-90s, during the Hale-Bopp Comet fiasco, Art Bell, those morons in the Heaven's Gate cult that committed mass suicide, Chuck figured greatly into that. Chuck was the guy, an amateur astronomer that took a photograph of the comet, and in that photograph seemed to show another body there that he called, and it's famous today, a Saturn-like object. Well, Chuck was a straight guy, squared away. I always enjoyed hearing from him, and I just wanted to point that out so you can look for it. So look, without a lot of further ado, let's get on with the show. I hope you enjoy this home run. And as always, don't be afraid to tell me what you're thinking about right up on the Dark Matters Forum here on the Paracast.